إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said in a hadith which is in Sahih Muslim that the two rakat of Salah before Salatul Fajr, the two rakat of Sunnah Salah before Salatul Fajr is worth more than this entire world and all that it contains. This hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is very famous, many of us have heard it many times before, where he is reported to have said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the two rakat of Salatul Fajr before the Salah, which is the two rakat of Sunnah, the two rakat of Sunnah before Salatul Fajr is worth more than this entire world and all that it contains. A very dear friend of mine and one of the people from whom I learn a great deal sent me a message where he listed the top 10 richest people in the world. And he listed them in a descending order. So, in descending order, the 10th richest person according to that particular list, I don't know, these lists, they keep changing from time to time as the share value of companies rises or drops. But for whatever time that particular list is correct for, the 10th richest man is Mukesh Ambani at 27 billion. And then somewhere above that comes Lakshmi Mittal at 31 billion net worth, I'm talking about. And then comes Warren Buffett at $50 billion. And then comes Bill Gates at $56 billion. And then there's a person whose name I never heard before called Leon Carlos, who's worth $74 billion. And then this person put this hadith and said, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the two rakat of Sunnah before Salatul Fajr is worth more than the entire world and all that it contains. And the world also contains Lakshmi Mittal and Mukesh Ambani and Bill Gates and everybody. My point is, this particular message is also not new. I mean, this particular message has been kind of floating around on the internet for a long time. I think many of us have seen some version of this or the other. Two questions that came into my mind, which I want to share with you. My first question was, if this two rakat of Salatul Fajr is so important, how come we don't realize the importance of it? Why is it? I mean, alhamdulillah, none of us denies the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are not disputing that. We are not saying that it is not important. I am asking a question that if this thing is so critically important and if it is so valuable, how is it that we don't see the value of it? My question is that does Mukesh Ambani know what it means to have a net worth of 27 billion? Yes. He's very, very well aware of that. What is the meaning of 27 billion? 27 billion means Bombay traffic does not bother me because I travel by helicopter. Bombay can have a traffic jam, the mother of all traffic jams, makes no difference because I'm flying by helicopter. I have a helipad on top of my house. And my house is worth 2 billion. And I go from my helipad to the helipad on top of my office. I don't care if all of Bombay is flooded, if there is a, you know, makes no difference to me. That is the meaning of saying I am worth 27 billion. I want you to understand this. When you say 27 billion, 27 billion to me and you may be a number, but to Mukesh Ambani who has 27 billion, it is not a number. It is not a number. It has value. He understands what does it mean to have 27 billion. What does Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, do they understand the meaning of saying net worth of 50 billion? Yes. That is how they were able to give 36 billion in charity. They set up the foundation with 36 billion of each in charity. Somebody spends it on themselves, somebody spends it on other people. But the point is that people who have that kind of money are very well aware of what does it mean. It has a sense, they can sense it in their belly to say this is what this money is worth. My question to myself and you is, Do we sense that value of Salatul Fajr, the two sunnah of Salatul Fajr in our bellies? When we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we standing with the sense of understanding that, subhanAllah, I am about to do something which has more value than everything that this world has? More value, not equal to, more value. What does this world have? This world has the oceans with whatever is in the ocean. The world has the mountains with whatever is inside those mountains. All the oil, not one drop of oil, all the oil that exists in this world is part of that statement. Not a question of one oil well or the oil in Saudi Arabia or the oil in Kuwait. No, this is the entire oil that exists on planet Earth is in that statement. All the gold and all the uranium and all the platinum and all those minerals and metals and all those natural resources, the value of which we do not even know today. The value of oil, people understood only when somebody discovered and created an internal combustion engine which could burn that oil, and then they discovered all of that and they said, well, how do we process this thing? And until then, the Arabs were sitting on top of a sea of oil and they were eating dates. And they lived in tents. And they went around on camels. They were not buying gold-plated Cadillacs, and they were not buying 747 and A380 aircraft with jacuzzis on board. They were the same Arabs, and they were sitting on the same oil. They were actually sitting on more oil because the oil had not been tapped yet. I mean, right now the oil reserve is less. I mean, earlier it was more. But that more oil did nothing to them. So I'm saying that today we might be sitting on minerals and materials which have not even been discovered. We don't even know what it is. So maybe I'm sitting right now in this place, in this masjid, and below me is you know, maybe, God knows, 10 trillion worth of stuff. We don't know this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that all of that you know and all of that you do not know, which is contained in this planet Earth, this 2 rakat of sunnat of fajr is worth more than that, not equal to that. So the question I asked myself when I saw this message is, how come I am not aware of that value like Mukesh Ambani or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or whoever is aware of the value of their wealth? And the answer that came to me was that they are aware of the value of their wealth because they worked very hard to earn that wealth. That wealth didn't come to them, it didn't drop on them from heaven. They worked very hard. They worked very hard to earn that wealth. And the reason I don't have the value for Salatul Fajr is because I have not worked hard to improve my Salah. I have not worked hard to earn that Salah. I have not worked hard to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as simple as that. What we work for, we value. What comes with effort, we value. What comes without effort, we don't value. Many of us, alhamdulillah, are sitting here. And I think almost all of us who are sitting here, the older people, have all come up from nothing. There was a time when each one of us can remember when literally today what we can throw away was a month's income for us. Literally throw away. I'm saying that, subhanAllah, today we live in a world where we go and we spend on a dinner. I'm not talking about, obviously we don't, there's no liquor involved. So that expense is not there, and we are not talking about ostentatious dinners in you know, very fancy restaurants. I'm talking about a normal dinner in a normal restaurant. Today we spend in one dinner more than what our fathers earned in a whole month. Yes or no? My father used to work in Hyderabad Alwyns as a medical officer, doctor. His salary was 1500 rupees. My driver has a salary of 10,000 rupees. So where is the question of it? There's no comparison, right? So we all remember that. But my point is, we also have children who will drive a car which is worth 1.5 million, which is worth 15 lakhs, with absolutely no sense that they are even sitting in a car which is worth that much. If I had a bicycle, that bicycle, I had more value for that bicycle than my child has for a car which is worth 1,000 times that bicycle. Why? Because the child did not earn that car. The child did not earn that car. Whereas my bicycle, I earned that bicycle. I know what it took me in those days for 250 rupees. A rally bicycle used to cost 200 rupees. But I know what that 250 rupees meant. because I worked for it. But today, our children, nothing. For them to live in a $1 million house, and a house is supposed to be $1 million. What is it? Is it whatever they get is what they are supposed to get. They take it for granted because they didn't spend effort on that. They did not work hard to get that. This is the problem, within quotes, problem with the modern generation. I'm not generalizing, but most people are like this. They have no value for what they have. They have a phone in their pocket, which today is worth 10 years salary of their father. But they have no value for the phone because it came for nothing. They just got it. You know, they asked daddy or they asked mommy. I always say, fathers are ATM machines, mother is the card. So if you don't, father doesn't cough it up, then go tell the mother and she will ensure that he coughs it up and you have your phone and, you know, no youngster worth his salt will be seen with a Nokia phone anymore in his hand. Right? It has to be a smartphone, has to be an iPhone or whatever, right? Yeah? My point is the reality. Again, we are not say generalizing. Alhamdulillah, there are youngsters who have conscience. But the point I'm saying is very simple, which is that which we do not make effort for, that which comes to us easy, we have no value for. People have value for money because they know what it takes to earn that money. Mukesh Ambani and his brother Anil Ambani, I'm sure even today they remember the time when their father Dhirubhai Ambani had one little shop in the market in Bombay where they used to sell polymers. One small little shop. And they used to live in a chal. I'm sure he remembers that because these are, you know, their own personal childhood memories. This is not history. These are personal childhood memories. So even though today he might be going around in a private jet, he remembers the time when he had to walk on the street, when he had to go in a regular Bombay transport bus. So he has value for that money. Whereas we, because we got this salah for free, we have no value for the salah. So I want to remind myself and you, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend a couple of seconds to ask yourself a question. And the question is, where am I standing? Where am I standing? In front of whom am I standing? What am I going to do now? What is the value of what I am going to do now? Before you make the niyat for salah, ask these questions to yourself. Get that sense of the sense of importance of where we are. And then you make the niyat for salah and you say Allahu Akbar. Don't do it before that. Because that is what will decide the difference between a salah, which inshallah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may we ask Allah to accept our salah, whatever this condition is. And we don't want to talk about if salah is not accepted. But of course, the hadith are there. Where Rasulullah said, there are some people whose salah does not even go beyond their head. It is taken and wrapped up like a dirty piece of cloth and thrown back in their face. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make our salah like that. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. So I remind myself and you, let us get the importance and the value for what we have. Just like people who have money have value for what they have because they worked hard for it. Today, let us get involved in working to strengthen our iman, in working to strengthen our salah. Because only then does that salah have value. Somebody asked Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, Ilyas Gandhavi Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Tabligh movement here in India. Somebody was critical of, you know, of Tabligh in Urdu. He told him, kya aap khali namaz padho, namaz padho bolte, khali namaz se kya hota hai? Khali namaz padhne se kya hota hai? You know, the word khali, you know, khali means empty, or sirf, or only. So the man said, what happens with only salah? And if to understand this, you have to know Urdu. So he used the word khali, meaning empty. He said, khali namaz se kya hota? So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah ne farmaya, khali namaz se kuch nahi hota. मैं कहा खाली नमाज से कुछ नहीं होता, मैंने कहा खाली दुकान से भी कुछ नहीं होता, दुकान में सामान रखना पड़ता है अगर तिजारत करना है तो, बोला खाली बंदूक से भी कुछ नहीं होता, बंदूक में गोली डालनी पड़ती है अगर गोली चलाना है, खाली बंदूक से कुछ नहीं होता, इसी तरह खाली नमाज से कुछ नहीं होता। क्या नमाज पर मेहनत करो ताकि नमाज में रूह पहुँचे, नमाज में रूह हो तब जाके नमाज से काम बनता है। ही सेड एम्प्टी सलाह विल डू नथिंग, जस्ट लाइक एन एम्प्टी शॉप विल डू नथिंग, जस्ट लाइक एन एम्प्टी गन विल डू नथिंग. Right? It needs ruh inside it. It needs life inside it. So I tell myself that may Allah forgive me. But my salah is like a mannequin. It's like what's another word for mannequin? In shops where they have this thing where they drape clothes over it, right? It's called a mannequin. My salah is like a mannequin. It looks like a man, but there's no life in it. So it's like a phone with the battery is dead. There's no SIM card in the phone, or there's no battery in the phone. The shape of the phone doesn't change. Shape of the phone is the same, but the battery is dead, so the phone won't work. So we have to put life into that battery. We've got to put life into our salah. I remind myself and you, let us make some effort on this, because this is the only thing which will go with us. All the rest of it will be left here. And may Allah protect us. If Allah does not protect us, then we have to give hisab for this. We have to give hisab for the halal of it. May Allah protect us from haram, because for haram there is no hisab. For haram there is only adab. But we have to give hisab. But what will go with us, inshallah, and which will be a protection for us in the qabr, which will be a means of najat for us in the on the day of judgment, and which Rasulullah called al-miftahul jannah. He said this is the kalima and the salah is the doorway, it's the key to the jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and enable us to improve the quality of our salah, and to make effort to put some life into the salah and make the salah strong, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.